This is KCUR 89.3. After a problematic year for soybean crops across the Midwest and South, farmers are deciding how best to protect next year's crops from pesticide drift.
In western Missouri, a farmer drives his combine, harvesting a field of soybeans. He's been averaging about 60 bushels an acre, but not in this field. Here, the plants are shorter. Here, he's a victim.
So far, that field average is running 45 bushels per acre.
And this was one that was hit by a little dicamba drift?
Yeah, that's correct. It was drifted on too.
Saw the cup leaves and everything.
Right, yeah. Yeah, several people have been out to look at it, and it was covered pretty much from one side to the other.
He doesn't want to be identified because he's also a seed salesman and worried that talking about dicamba will have repercussions for his business and his relationship with chemical and seed companies like BASF and Monsanto. Right now, farmers are facing a dilemma. Should they plant regular seeds or switch to seeds that are genetically modified to withstand dicamba and protect themselves? Those are called Xtend seeds made by Monsanto.
If they're aware that someone close to them is going to spray dicamba, sometimes their choice to buy Xtend soybeans is just for that reason in itself, just so they can reduce the chances of getting any kind of injury as a result of it.
The Environmental Protection Agency approved dicamba in 2016. Since then, more than 2,700 official investigations have been launched into drift damage in about half the U.S., more than 350 in Missouri alone. Drift happens when chemicals move from their intended field onto a neighboring field or orchard with crops that haven't been genetically engineered to survive that pesticide. Weed scientists at universities across the country say the chemical wasn't properly vetted. Monsanto says the product is tremendously successful and user error is to blame for drift damage. In response to the crop damage, the EPA recently set stricter limitations on when and how farmers can spray dicamba.
I've been around forever, and I've never seen an issue like this where if there was a problem, it would be shut down immediately.
Lyndon Brush is a crop consultant in Missouri. Brush says many of the farmers he's been advising are waiting to see what extra restrictions state agriculture departments add.
They need to do something because they cannot continue to have the number of claims that they're having because of one product.
Arkansas and Missouri temporarily banned dicamba earlier this year. Arkansas is the state with the most damage and is looking at instituting a cutoff date for spraying dicamba for next year. Monsanto is challenging that restriction. Regardless of whatever new state rules are put in place next year, more farmers will be planting Xtend seeds, according to Kevin Bradley, a weed specialist at the University of Missouri.
I predict the acreage is going to go up no matter what happens. Some of it is going to go up just because there's people that have been injured 2 years in a row or 1 year and just say, I can't live through that again.
Even Monsanto expects to fill half of the U.S. soybean seed demand for 2018, which would be double what was planted this year. That means 40 million acres of dicamba-tolerant crops. And more dicamba-tolerant crops likely means more dicamba being sprayed. Even so, Bradley says we actually might see fewer soybean acres damaged by drift next year, but other crops, like apples, could be vulnerable.
The soybeans may start fading into the background because there's more and more people adopting the technology, and so there's not going to be as many cases. But that doesn't speak to the trees or the vegetables or any of the other things.
Those additional crops could be the key to how the EPA proceeds with dicamba after the 2018 growing season. Christopher Husted, Harvest Public Media.